It's Tuesday, and we take a look at douches.
It's Tuesday douche day.
I'm just sick of having to hang out with this three-ball jackass from the state of Douchechusetts.
50-year-old dude in Pennsylvania got drunk on Thursday, put a screw. Like, you know, one you might use.
Like a wall screw. Or
build,
like
a build a porch with.
Uh-huh.
Or drywall or something.
In his junk.
Yeah, okay.
He called 911, went to the hospital. No word on how he's doing. He immediately realized this was a bad idea.
I don't think we need word on how he is doing. He's not doing well. Like, how do you... How?
I mean, you traditionally put these things in, you know, electric screwdriver, handheld. Then you got to flip. You know, there's the forward switch, and then there's the back. You can back it up with back it up switch.
But I'm very familiar.
Couldn't back it up.
Well, it couldn't really get any purchase. He used the wrong kind of screw.
Yeah. I don't think there is the right kind of screw for this, honestly.
I just thought, it was the loose one that was in his head, actually. Yes, that
seriously.
The hell would possess you to do this?
Well, some people do this. It's
a fetish. Yeah, here's what's going on is this was not the first thing he's crammed up there.
No, for sure.
This is probably the 527th thing you crammed up there.
God.
Like, for whatever reason, you would think that he's got a cabinet with a selection of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like cocktail stir, so to speak.
Right. He's got
maybe
a bamboo
graduated
one.
To a number two pencil
at some point.
Daisy's feeling rustic. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me cringe.
This is not his first rodeo with whatever this is.
Yeah.
But then you branch out into the hardware section of your home and you wind up with a trip to the emergency
room. He's not the guy
that's complaining
about getting swabbed at the clinic, right?
So no.
Not at all.
He's probably into it.
He probably is like, I get tested all the time.
Yeah. I've no sympathy for these douches.
No.
Correct? Like, there's something about having your own particular fetish.
Sure.
That's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Learn how to operate that fetish safely within the confines of your own home.
And then it's, you know, our text alerts at work when people are racing to get you in the ambulance, you know?
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. All right, what's next? This is something that's coming to Vegas, right?
Okay, yeah. So GNR coming to Vegas in April, the 18th and 19th. I got so excited about this show, of course. Many people did. However, I'm starting to get a little just pissed off. One of the packages, you know, they're offering a signature VIP experience.
Oh, yeah, sure. For the super Guns N' Roses fan.
Guess how much it would cost just hearing that there's a VIP experience.
What do you get? I don't know.
Exactly. So, first of all, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, okay, this must mean a meet and greet, some tickets,
$500
obviously.
$500 maybe, or yeah, $1,000.
Something like that. Okay, $1,000. No, you don't get a meet and greet. For $2,500, you'll get one ticket in the first 10 rows of the show. Just one. A signed, numbered, limited edition tour poster. A photo on the stage before the show. Not with anybody, just on the stage.
Just you on the stage.
You on the stage.
What? That's
a ludicrous. Backstage tour. You get some pre-show cocktails. You get a VIP hospitality lounge, a dinner buffet and drinks, private merchandise shopping, and other quote-unquote perks. But still.
Meaning screw and penis.
One ticket. So you have to spend $5,000 if you want somebody to do this. I mean, I guess they could just
they
buy
really
a chicken and meet
them
there.
I can't believe this is not the one ticket is insane. I can't believe there's not a meet and greet.
I
like
know.
At least a passing high five or like, you know, a what's up, tip of the cap or scarf from Axl.
You know, and I wouldn't even expect the full band from Guns N' Roses. I would just expect like a meet and greet with one particular member that night. Like maybe
they all rotate.
Yeah. I would totally see that as something that would happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that bands do with interviews and such. So I don't know. It's quite douchey.
They take a picture of you on the stage, not with them, not with their roadie. You're like, yeah.
Right? And everybody in the audience, like, oh, this douche just paid $2,500 to go stand on the stage.
The rest of that is fluff. The backstage tour is, this is not even at like the Hard Rock. It's at like the big stadium in Vegas. So you're basically, hey, do you want a tour of the stadium where they also do monster truck shows?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, here you go. Everything here is just meeting the band. And sometimes it's hard to put a price. There are people who will pay $50,000 to spend 15 minutes with Axl if that's what it is. And all right, you know, maybe that's worth it to you, but this is just douchey.
Spooky, spooky, douchey, douche.
Totally douchey.
Quite.
Absolutely.